Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast, and we are proudly part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. If you're looking for other fabulous podcasts on subjects like history, news, or pop culture, then check out evergreenpodcast.com. Lemon thyme, also known as thyme citron, in French cuisine is a prized aromatic herb used for its unique and refreshing flavour. The narrow green leaves of the plant emit a subtle scent of lemon and thyme, making it an essential ingredient in many French recipes. Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast, is a podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best French life right here in the French countryside. Life here is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe, 1,500 French cheeses, and sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we're continuing the A to Z of French herbs, and today's herb is one of a family of herbs that we've talked about a lot already in this series. It's one you may or may not know depending on where you live in the world. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson maybe, some of that delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, lemon thyme. Lemon thyme, or citrus thyme as it is also known, is pronounced thyme citron in French, and spelt thyme, T-H-Y-M, citron, C-I-T-R-O-N-N-E. Its botanical name is Thymus citriodorus and is part of the Lamiaceae family of plants. As the name suggests, its leaves has a strong lemon scent and flavour to it. Originally, it was thought to be a hybrid or a cross of plants, but recent DNA analysis has come to the conclusion that it's actually a distinct species of its own. It is one of 100 of a varieties of thyme within the Lamiaceae or mint family. It's native to the arid mountain regions of the Mediterranean, including the south of France, Spain, Italy, and even parts of northern Africa. English physician Nicholas Culpepper has one of the oldest historical references to lemon thyme. In 1798, he wrote that lemon thyme is to be used to remove warts and ease pains in the spleen. It grows as an evergreen shrub. It can grow to around 3.5 inches off the ground and spread to around 12 inches wide. To grow your own, it will prefer a full sun and a well-drained soil. Once planted and established, it requires little to no maintenance and can be watered as little as once a week. Lemon thyme actually flowers in mid to late summer, and its flowers are usually pink or lavender and are a source of nectar for bees and butterflies. It's grown as an ornamental, medicinal and culinary herb in many gardens, with landscapers preferring it as a ground cover or for even planting in between stepping stones in the garden because it's so hardy. Once established, lemon thyme does well in arid regions and is very drought tolerant. Nutritionally, lemon thyme is rich in iron, as well as vitamin C, D, and B complex. The leaf of the lemon thyme herb can be eaten raw in salads and is even used in dry form for cooking and also in herbal teas. Interestingly, even though there are hundreds of varieties of thyme, there are only a couple, lemon thyme and thyme, that are suitable for culinary use. In French dishes, the French will often add lemon thyme, the herb, instead of actual lemon, as they prefer a more subtle flavour. Especially, you'll find lemon thyme in menus with fish dishes and even desserts. The popular herb mixture, Herbes de Provence, which we covered on a previous episode of the A to Z of French Herb series, often has thyme replaced with lemon thyme, depending on where the mixture is produced. It can also be used as an essential oil and often found in aromatherapy, deodorants, perfumes, skincare, and a range of cosmetics. Lemon thyme, like other herbs we've mentioned previously, also has the effect of being a mosquito repellent. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network are the French History Podcast, where Dr. Gary Giraud explores events and people from 3 million years ago to today in France. Gary Giraud is a historian who has a PhD in modern British and French history. And another great podcast about French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Siècle by David Montgomery. This is all about France's history from 1814 to 1914, which was a century in France that was one of both turmoil, stagnation, revolution, industrialization, of wealth and poverty, of colonialism and humiliation. Check out these and other shows at evergreenpodcast.com. My Darling Lemon Thyme. No, it's not the song. There's another song like that, isn't there? No, that was My Darling Clementine, not My Darling Lemon Thyme. But My Darling Lemon Thyme is a blog and title of the first cookbook of author, chef, food lover, nature lover, New Zealander Emma Galloway. My Darling Lemon Thyme started in July 2010 as a place to share gluten-free and vegetarian recipes, stories and tips on organic gardening. Emma's aim is to inspire people to take charge of what they put into their bodies by cooking whole food recipes from scratch. There's a mixture of recipes from around the world on her blog that are good for you, your body and your mind, apparently, which to me is what real French food is all about, and what I think any French person would say is important about French cuisine. So even though Emma doesn't cook specifically any cuisine or even French cuisine, I recommend looking her up. That's My Darling Lemon Thyme. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. How do you use lemon thyme? Do you grow it? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. You can slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or you can email me at contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. If you share your recipes for lemon thyme with me, then I'll give them a go and post on my socials, and possibly even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo. And for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.